How sophisticated are you? What's up, guys? This is Jimmy Thorpe for Breathe Upon Waking. It has been a minute since I've been out on these airwaves, and I am back with a vengeance. I am really excited to be back on here, and boy, am I really thankful that you are on the other end. I have a lot of appreciation for you choosing this out of all the outlets out there, all the entertainment, different things you can choose. You clicked on this, and that makes me happy. So thank you so much. I do not take it for granted. Hey, I was recently at a gathering and kind of interacting with some people that are close to me. And it was interesting. Three of the people there, and you know, I don't want to get too personal and mention any names, but three of the individuals told me they were somewhat complaining about their health, about, you know, each one told me about an issue or two that they are having. They were complaining about, you know, something that they're dealing with at this moment. And as I was listening to them and, you know, respecting what they had to say and really listening, taking it all in, I was thinking about how each one of them knew the solution to how they could get healthier. Each one of them had the knowledge, you know, knew exactly what they could do to help fix their situation. And neither of them, none of the three, were doing any of those things to help themselves. You know, I asked at the onset, how sophisticated are you? And I recently posted on Instagram a picture of my daughter and I, and I think the words on the picture said something to the effect of, you are much more sophisticated than you give yourself credit for. And this is exactly what I was talking about, that we as humans, we as individuals, we are so very smart. We have so much knowledge. We are so very sophisticated. We know the answers. Yet, we allow ourselves to stray from that. We don't put those answers into practice. We don't put the solutions into practice. And we actually, the reasons we give ourselves, or the excuses, maybe they're excuses, we dumb those excuses down to actually play an ignorance is bliss type of card. You know, you go to reach in the refrigerator and there's soda and there's water. Well, you know the soda's bad. You know the soda's worse than the water. But, you know, you tell yourself that it's going to be okay, that it's fine, and that it's probably not going to affect you. Whatever the reasoning may be, you play that ignorance is bliss card. You play that unsophisticated human position. And then we find out that we're in a situation that we don't really enjoy. We don't like where we're at sometimes. And we have all the knowledge of how to get to where we want to be. Yet, a lot of times we don't execute on that. We don't put it into action. We don't do. You know, one of the things I like to say or think about is, do more than you think. A lot of times this information is kind of stirring around in our heads. You know, we're thinking about improving, about making progress, getting better as a person, which I believe is our responsibility, each one of us. It's our responsibility to try to do that, to try to make progress so that we can help ourselves, help the people around us, and then help the entire civilization or society, whatever it may be. Yet a lot of times we just sit on the information, or we don't really admit to ourselves, we don't bring it to the forefront that, hey, you need to do this right now. You need to put this knowledge into action. You know, we all know if we go to the gym 5 days a week, first thing in the morning, we all know the benefits of that. How many of us are actually doing that? Is it 1% of us? Is it 20%? I don't know. But it's like we all have the answers within us, the solutions, how to make progress, how to get better, how to achieve that goal. A lot of us aren't executing on that. You know, and I've found this with me. This is why I've been thinking about it. It really came up at that gathering and speaking to those three individuals. That's how it kind of came up. And then I started thinking about myself and how it applies to me. And it's true that when I make a choice that I'm not necessarily in love with, or it might be the wrong choice, and it's usually just something small or like a lazy decision, like I'm trying to work on my book, I should be writing a ton. However, I find myself laying on the couch with a book or laying on the couch watching Netflix. But then I make some sort of unsophisticated or dumbed down excuse why that's okay. When really the goal that I want, what I really want to achieve, is to get this book done, to get to write, to get some more writing out. So I've found kind of the reasoning is a little bit unsophisticated. So I want you to think about that. I want you to be more aware of your reasoning. Look at the decisions you're making. Look at where you're at. And kind of think to yourself, am I giving myself enough credit? Am I more sophisticated than this? I think it's going to help in some small way. Hopefully a big way. We'll see. Please give me some feedback if you are dealing with any of this. If you come to any fascinating conclusion, I would love to hear from you. This is Jimmy Thorpe for Breathe Upon Waking. Remember, tomorrow morning when you wake up, don't forget to breathe.